Four Badass Bitches podcast with
Amy,
Kim,
Carrie,
and Carrie.
Stay tuned for health, exercise, alignment, and women's empowerment.
Uncensored wellness for you.
One, two, three.
Bitches!
Welcome back to the podcast. It's so lovely to have you listening in again. And today's topic is essential oils. We had started talking about this together and we thought other people might want to have some answers to questions they may have about essential oils. So do you want to take
I have lots. So
okay, let's go.
Why essential oils would be my first question.
For sure. You also mentioned that you've tried them and they don't really help you in the past too, right?
Yeah, like my, I guess going, if you want to answer that as well.
Yeah, because it kind of brings it in.
Do you have to believe that they work in order for them to work?
That answer is no, but it is always good to believe what you're using is working because that is just a mindset question on its own.
Right.
But for the reason that some oils may or may not have worked for you in the past, different oils are different qualities and they're made up of different qualities. And depends whether they're using the first titration. If you remember chemistry class, you're putting up the little beaker and you're taking the titration off. Excuse me. And that first titration is so, so important. So a high quality essential oil isn't the same as what you get in the pharmacy. It isn't the same as what you get in the dollar store sometimes, or even in HomeSense or Zehrs, or like they're very different qualities. Some of the lower end companies will use the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the eighth, tenth, keep going, titration.
They've got other chemicals, other alcohols,
other fillers in there. Yeah. And that's why, one, you might get a headache from it. Two, you don't feel good using it. Three, you're not seeing health benefits. So the quality of an essential oil is really, really important.
Now, my other question is there a basic sort of understanding of the oils as opposed to, I know Carrie was showing me the app earlier and it was, you can blend A, B, C, D, E, and you can blend, you know, A, E, F, G and all this stuff. And is there just a simple way to use oils?
Yes, very much so. I teach starter classes, which are really important. Just the basics. Get back to the basics. Get back to the ones that you can use for like a healthcare first aid kit. Get back to the ones for digestion, get the ones back to the ones for pain, for some relaxation, for some hormones, just some simple ones and start there. That's a big, big way to use it. This app is amazing. There's a reference guide for essential oils online that is an amazing app. It's like $7, $8 app, but it is great to search up, okay, I got a headache. What are my options? We all know about peppermint, but if your headache isn't from, it could be from emotional, it could be from a cold, it could be from stress, it could be from migraines, depends where your headache's coming from. It might be a different oil to use until you figure out which one's working for you. So that app is an incredible way to learn slowly of what to use.
You mentioned that you do some classes and some training. Are they all in person at your center or are they online?
I do them online
as well?
Too. Yeah, I work with women in the States, so like, can you give me a quick rundown, quick course? And I'll, just do a Zoom call and run them through them, which is amazing.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Are oils to be ingested or are they only topical?
That is an interesting question.
Well.
So if you're in the United States, you can ingest them, but if you're in Canada, you cannot.
Really?
So take that for how you want to take that.
How do they know?
Yeah, good question.
Okay.
Yeah, it is according to FDA.
Is it, okay, so is it because it's better to ingest them because it goes right into you? Like, what's the difference?
That I will explain to you off the podcast.
Okay.
And because of FDA.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you were to get a starter kit of essential oils, what are the basics to have? Or is it
the basics? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. The brand that I use, and I use Young Living, and it across the board, they have this little starter kit that has 11 of the most important, most used essential oils. So lavender is a one that people love, right? Yeah. As well as lemon, one for pain, one for, or there's peppermint in there.
Pain away.
That's the pain one. Yeah. There's the digestion one. Thieves is amazing for immune system, and I use it like every single day. I have for 4 years. Like, there's no getting off of me not using Thieves multiple times in a day for immune system.
And how do you use that? What does that mean?
Thieves, I diffuse it every single night. It is one that I use orally, but not really, only when I'm in the States. Yeah. So it is keeps me healthy. I had 7 pneumonias in 1 year, 4 years ago.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And even my respirologist is like, what are you doing? And I'm like, really? I'm using a lot of essential oils. And she's like, keep doing it.
Wow.
Yeah. Big. Same with my oldest. He went to university. He's like, I'm not taking that stuff with me. I'm like, okay. By October, Thanksgiving, he's like, can I have a diffuser and Thieves and Panaway and Raven and all the ones for my asthma, please? I'm like, mm-hmm. Here you go.
And then do you roll them on you or always diffuse them?
There's four ways to use them. You can diffuse. You can rub them on directly. You can inhale, like just simply on your hands. You can use them orally in the U.S. And what's my fourth way? What am I forgetting? Yeah, you know what? There is a fourth way that I've heard about recently. That's the one that it is. But it's only in different countries. They actually do intravenous now.
Oh, wow.
Isn't it crazy? It's more in Europe.
I was trying to think. I'm like,
what is it? Yeah, yeah, it was intravenous. They use that in Europe. Very interesting, eh? But again, you have to use high-quality oils for that.
Yeah.
There's also different oils that will interfere with dogs and cats and birds.
Mm-hmm.
I have a whole, like, reference guide for essential oils for humans, and I have another one for pets. But when you're using a high-quality essential oil, you can use them. I use essential oils on my dogs every 2 weeks. I use that for flea and tick. For four years now.
Well, it's so much better than they the don't revolution take that's any, full of chemicals, right?
Yeah, it's pesticide.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's all they use for flea and tick.
Mm-hmm. And Carrie uses them too, right?
I do. I started using them in the hot tub too.
Oh. Yes.
So we got rid of all the bromine in the hot tub, and now we just use essential oils, and it's so much cleaner. And it smells nice.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get out smelling like a chemical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. You were telling me something also about you use them in the shower.
Yes.
Can you explain that?
So I diffuse in the shower. So I'll turn the shower on a few minutes before I'm about to get in and let it steam up.
Yeah.
I have a cordless waterproof diffuser in the shower, and I just diffuse so I have a nice hot aromatherapy shower, and it's fantastic. And Matt likes to do it too.
Mm-hmm. And if you're sick, you could just cheat and put eucalyptus on the bottom of the shower floor and just drop it and let that fill up.
It's not slippery?
No, because essential oil, people think essential oils are like oil. Olive oil.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
When you mix it with a carrier oil, it will be. It's actually the essential oil from the plant.
Okay, so it's not slippery if you put it in. Well, that's why I was like, you put it in the tub, but doesn't it leave some kind of residue?
No.
No,
I have baths many, many nights mixed with milk, powdered milk, as well as essential oils and Epsom salts and pink Himalayan salts and a whole pile of different things. Baking soda.
All of these things.
I have it pre-mixed with a beautiful little jug. I take a scoop and I go jump it in.
Nice.
And it's got the oils, essential oils already. And it is
so nice. You put the oils into your salts.
Yes. So essential oils float. You don't want to put them directly into your bath water or they will just float on the top.
Right.
So there's a couple different ways. You can fill your hand with honey and drop the oils into your honey, stir it up and then put that under the tap. You can drop it in.
For your tub.
Yes, for your tub. You can put it in your Epsom salts and put it in that way.
Oh, interesting.
But they will float on the top if you just put them in.
Interesting. And what are your absolute favorite for the bath time?
There's a blend of bergamot, which smells a lot like orange. It has jasmine in it. It has geranium in it. Frankincense. There's a whole pile. It's really good. It's actually called a mummy soak. It's a mummy soak.
Like,
and it is. It's covering.
From Egypt?
No, mummy.
I'm a mother.
It's a mummy.
Okay.
And it's just very calming. It's very relaxing.
I'm
going to
come out wrapped in what?
Very hormone balancing. All of the above. So, and it's just, great way to defuse at the end of the night. You defuse at the end of the night.
Yes,
you digest at the end of the night.
And how many diffusers would you say you have in your house?
Ooh. Every single child has one in each room.
Right.
So there's 3 + 2 on this floor. Is 4, 5 in my room, 6. 6 plus 3 at the office plus 1 in my trailer. Maybe a few more.
Okay.
Yeah, and the great way, actually the starter kit is a great way to slowly get more diffusers in your house.
Yeah.
Because it's the one product that Young Living leaves at a really, really good discount all the time.
Yeah.
So you can get all those oils and a new diffuser, and you just keep doing that a few times here and there. And all of a sudden, eventually, over a course of, it probably took a year, all those different diffusers filled up into the house.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We diffuse in the backyard as well. We diffuse citronella, and it gets rid of all the mosquitoes.
And that's
perfect. It's amazing. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, there's so many different uses.
So lots to know.
So start basic.
Yes.
Start with your bath. Start with using lavender on acne. Start with, I burnt myself on the pot the other night on the back of my hand. A couple drops of lavender till the sting goes away. Again, it pulls it right out. You know, start with some of the basics, some of the front ones for pain, for immune system, those things, and learn from there and grow from there. Just start basic.
Well, one of the things that I like being around all of you ladies is there's this energy of how are we doing health and wellness in a holistic approach, right?
Yes.
We don't know a lot about oils, but we're learning, and we each bring something to the table that helps us learn and the listeners learn about new things and maybe be open-minded to try something new, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, that's a wrap, ladies.
Perfect.
1, 2, 3.
Bitches!
Thank you for listening to the Four Badass Bitches podcast with
Amy,
Kim,
Carrie,
and Carrie.
Stay tuned for our next badass podcast.